listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Guys, this is the moment I have been waiting for. We go to the Rose Bowl next on Straight Outta Vegas, where Ohio State beat Washington 28-23. RJ Bell, what is the Vegas perspective on what we saw in Pasadena?
You know, in hindsight, I probably shouldn't have been so tough on Brad. Brad's got a story to tell.
So, yeah, Ohio State favored over Washington. Me and RJ made a bet on it, first and foremost. I made a bad bet to begin with. I gave RJ 7 because I was fully confident the Buckeyes would easily win and cover over Washington. I gave RJ an extra half point, and the reality was I gave RJ an extra one and a half points. The market, I thought, would have Ohio State favored by at least 7. Nuh-uh. Money came in on Washington. Closing line goes 5.5. So, RJ, you had a wonderful bet before the game even kicked off.
Yes, it's true. Now, here's here's the question. When you were winning late, let's say entering the fourth quarter, how were you feeling? Describe your emotions from deep down.
I was feeling awesome. I mean, because...
Now, because let's be honest, it got to 6.5. You gave me 7.
Yep.
And the money came in hand over fist. Boom, 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 boom on Washington. And it closed, what, 5?
5, 5.5.
5.
I was very concerned at that point.
At that point, you were thinking, man, RJ was right.
Yes.
But then when it got to be the third quarter, or let's say the fourth quarter, and you were winning handedly, were you thinking, oh, I'm lucky to win this game? I was on the wrong side. Was there any of that?
None whatsoever. I was thinking, how stupid. What a bunch of idiots who took Washington. Are you kidding me? Have they watched Washington and Ohio State play at
all this year? So you were feeling like, oh, all those millions of – I mean, Fez, if you had to bet, how much money was bet on Washington in the last couple hours? I mean, it had to be a couple million, right, to move the market like that across the world?
At least, because the public was all still betting Ohio State, RJ.
And the line just crashed.
Exactly.
It was like the game was over before it started.
So the line move was against the public, who's betting millions themselves.
So what you're saying, Brad, is that you were thinking a variation of, oh, those wise guys can move the number, but they don't know college football like I know college football.
Exactly.
You were.
Absolutely.
How many square feet your apartment?
1,300.
You're sitting in your 1,300 square foot apartment saying, I know more than the $1 million syndicates.
Yes.
And then at what point did you start getting worried?
When it became 28-17, because I thought it was the worst case scenario. If the Buckeyes were up one touchdown, then I think the effort on defense is more. The fact they were up 2 scores, it doesn't matter if we give up an extra touchdown. Their interests, and you've said this right, weren't aligned with my interest at that point.
But if they only up one touchdown, you wouldn't have been covering against RJ.
I'd have been pushing. That'd probably been worse.
You know, that might have been bad. I'll be honest with you. I would have given up the 1,000 in order to half point he gave me making the difference.
Well, it was not likely, but certainly could have happened when Ohio State was running back the failed 2-point conversion.
Yeah.
They almost made it in the end zone. And Brad, you were rooting for it.
Yeah.
You're saying that like a minute. It's like, well, yeah, obviously. So you made the biggest bet of the year on Ohio State.
Yes, I did.
And you, what do you think the odds were entering at the low point for Washington to cover, Fez? What were the odds? 5%?
I think about 8% for Washington.
I mean, you're sitting there with your biggest bet of the year, 92%.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're spending 6-7 minutes just harassing you on national radio. I mean, guys, if you're thinking of becoming a – listen, if you listen to Straight Outta Vegas and you don't love your job, you got to think, how great would it be to be with RJ and the – yeah, RJ's going to be tough on me, but he's doing it for the listener, so that's fine. Well, listen, you can be 92% on your biggest bet of the year, and you're going to get harassed for about 7 minutes. That's how tough it is to be a professional batter.
Yes, and this game opened favorite -4.5, Brad. It closed favorite -5. The favorite won by 5. You had the favorite, and you lost.
Well, that shows you want to get the best number. I have one last thought on this game. Final one.
There was no doubt about it.
That's I was confident. Let's just say even entering the fourth.
Sure you are.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
So let's take a look at Wild Card Weekend in the NFL. And RJ, we're going to start with the AFC South matchup in Houston. It kicks off Wild Card Weekend. It sees the Texans right now on pregame.com, a 1.5-point favorite hosting the Colts.
So Fez, 3 for home field. Vegas is telling us Colts are the better team. Number one factor. Let's get the big factor first.
Boy, the Colts are really playing well, RJ. Since week 7, which is right about the time that Andrew Luck got healthy again, this is a team.
Now, how do we know that? You could just tell.
He wasn't right. Remember when the Hail Mary game, this was early in the year, and they had to bring in Brissett to be able to throw the ball in the end zone. It was only 50 yards. Stuff like that stopped happening.
But how do we know how far he can throw the ball? I mean, are we seeing him throw it 70 yards now?
I'm seeing him with much better arm strength here.
And the only reason I ask is I think it's dangerous to try to explain results in hindsight. It's the old famous, hey, anytime I have my sunglasses on, my car starts. But if I take them off, it doesn't. Probably not correlated.
Fair enough. And he did get back.
I'm just saying watching the games as they started winning, he seemed to be the better quarterback.
Very much better with better arm strength. Now, he did get much better pass protection as well.
Okay. So we're saying Luck's healthy and what? I don't understand the main point on the game.
Well, with a healthy Luck, I've got the Colts right now as the number 8 team, better than Houston, RJ. I'm concerned that I have the Colts underrated because I'm still factoring in some of their 1-5 start, and I wonder whether I really should be giving that very much weight.
So what you're saying is the number one factor to you is, and this is an interesting one because ultimately you got to know the questions to ask before you can get the right answers. And it sounds like what you're asking is this. There's only 16 games in a regular season. There's only, 4 months or so? A little bit more, I guess. So the question is, if it's only a 4-month season, do you count all 16 games? Or do you find these points somewhere during the year and say, something changed here, and I'm only going to consider the games from then on? What's dangerous is sometimes that's what? In this case, 9 games for the Colts?
10 games.
10 games. Imagine you had the worst team in Major League Baseball is going to go 7-3 during their best 10-game stretch. So we crave more games in the NFL. I think you got to be super careful, and I know you agree with me, saying, oh, these games don't matter because of this. Whatever that this is, it better be strong.
Agreed, and I think you got to go ahead and weight some of these results early in the year that were poor for the Colts. It's just not as much weighting as the most recent results.
Yeah, but you're saying the same thing. You're saying you're not going to weight all games the same. No one says you're going to throw all those games out like they don't matter.
Right, since just the last 10 games, I can make the case easily the Colts are the best team in the AFC.
Of the other 8, or I guess there's what, 12 playoff teams, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Is with the 12 playoff teams, how many of them are you not going to take their whole season? How many of them are you going to say, I'm going to make an exception?
None.
All right. So the Colts are the one team. You just said you're going to do it with the Colts.
Yeah, the Colts are the one team.
That- how many? None. You just said you're going to do it with the Colts.
Other than the Colts.
Oh, yeah. The Colts.
Other than the Colts.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Now we transition to the other 3 games in Wild Card Weekend in the NFL, where the Cowboys are a 1.5-point favorite hosting the Seahawks.
Yeah, that Colts, that wasn't real good analysis, Jonas. So I would skip, if you listen to the pod, maybe skip that 90 seconds. In this game, hey, got a self-critique. Seattle, a lot of people are letting the narrative of, wow, this team lost the Legion of Boom. Finally, Seattle's going to get their comeuppance. Pete Carroll's not that good of a coach. But lo and behold, in the playoffs again. That's a heck of a story. But if Seattle was supposed to be a Super Bowl team and they were playing on the road Wild Card Weekend, we'd think disappointment. Now we're thinking, wow, exceeded expectations. But let's ask ourselves, what is the big question about Seattle? It's always pretty much during the Pete Carroll era, how do they do on the road? Maybe the best home field advantage in the NFL, Seattle, but typically a big drop-off on the road. This is their four road wins. Arizona, worst team in the NFL. Oakland, second worst team in the NFL, some would say. Now, this is Seattle's road wins. Detroit, and then Carolina, which sounds pretty good, except they were in the middle of the Panthers of a seven-game losing streak. So the two worst teams, the Lions, what, the fifth, sixth, seventh worst team? And then a team in the middle of a seven-game losing streak, Carolina. I'm not saying Dallas is the side yet. I'm saying let's pump the brakes on Seattle, especially on the road.
Next up, we go to Baltimore, where the Ravens are hosting the Chargers. Baltimore is a 3-point favorite right now on pregame.com.
Now, one of the things Fez has been, he hasn't had a straight jaw for about 20 years. He used to be an actuary. Boy, I'd love to go back in time and see that. Talk about a 1,200 square foot apartment. What was he doing? But we don't want to digress. One of the great things of being in Vegas for as long as Fez has been is you start to see patterns. And Fez, one of your favorite patterns is when there's an upset and then there's a follow-up game. Explain it.
Yeah, so if you're favored, if you're home and you're favored, you're supposed to win like the Chargers were week 16 against Baltimore, and you lay an egg and lose.
So outright, you lose.
Lose outright. Even better if you lose by margin like the Chargers did and get outplayed. Then I circle the game and say, if these teams play down the road at the other team's home venue, I'm going to look to bet that better team on the road with revenge and making the right adjustments for the loss they had prior in the year.
Hmm. You almost had that where it made sense. So I get it when you say the idea that you lose the game, now you're at home, and or now you're on the road and it's like you're going to take this game super seriously and you're going to look and question, like, what did we do wrong? Like, you and I are going to have a long conversation after the show. What did we do wrong? Then you change. The other team's going to be fat and happy. I get it. And I think that it probably doesn't apply as much to the playoffs because I think everyone's max motivated in the playoffs. But I do think with Lamar Jackson especially, that the more familiar teams become of him, he's sort of a one-trick pony right now. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but I just don't think you can keep running this much. And my feeling is the second time around, kind of like rookie pitchers in baseball, can be a problem. And the fact that Baltimore won means they might be even more inclined, as your theory suggests, to stay status quo. And I think if Baltimore stays status quo, there's going to be big gains from the Chargers schematically. I think that's advantage Chargers.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.